I could not be happier to have Scott Sigmund from The Ortho Show here on the DocSF podcast. These are the previews before the big event on October 3rd in San Francisco. And Scott, welcome. Thank you so much.
Stefano, what amazing. I'm so excited. We're going to have the most amazing sports medicine and technology panel with some of the leading key opinion leaders. We're going to open it up. And I love your open concept. I can't wait. We're going to have an awesome time.
Yeah, dude, it rocks. It's like your session is going to be amazing. So what we'll be talking about at that session are sort of the technologies that have come out, they're about to come out, they're applicable. The whole idea is to show people not to be afraid of these technologies, but to integrate them into their practice, because now is the time. It's no longer the future, right? The future is today, whether it's AI or robotics or virtual reality. So what technologies are exciting that are actually currently available? Maybe you use some, maybe you'd like to use some in the world of sports medicine.
I'm just so excited, first and foremost, that technology has finally come our way. I feel, you know, I look in my operating room and I see all those cords and the flat screens and printers and all of these outdated technologies. But now there's so many cool new things that are coming down the pipeline. So, for example, the ability to actually learn surgical interventions in your basement. I was with my son the other day. He wants to go to medical school. He popped on his VR glasses from Precision OS and Danny Goyle's company. And literally, he's not even in med school yet, Stefano, and he's literally learning how to do an arthroscopic rotator cuff repair. I mean, how cool is that, right?
What do I need to do that? I forgot. So, dude, I mean, I used to be in the sport. I used to do everything. Okay, so Todd, that's a great one. And Dr. Goyle will be with us, actually, and his company. So I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. Now, other things that I think are necessary in particular, physician burnout is such a big deal. We've been asked to do so much more, see more patients, press more buttons, and it's really affecting the anxiety that we have in the office setting. And so I'm very excited for the technology that's available now, but that's also going to be improving, such as ambient scribing, for example, where you can literally talk to your patient without a computer in front of you. You can look at an MRI, you can be an old school doctor and have that intimate relationship again. So to me, that's incredibly practical. It needs to get better. And I think that's a crowded space, but I'm truly looking forward to the advances in that space as well.
I agree with you. The whole automation piece as well that comes in with data acquisition. You have been talking about technologies, talking about the practice of orthopedics. Your show goes the gamut from traditional orthopedics, everything that rotator cuff tears, to the adoption of technologies. What have you learned about how orthopedic surgeons like you and I embrace technology or don't, and what drives those decisions?
My experience when it comes to orthopedic surgeons is that we are incredibly skeptical. We're slow to adopt, right? We learn things the way we know how to do things, and we don't want to make changes. But the truth is, the world is changing around us at an incredible pace. Artificial intelligence, AI, general intelligence, I mean, these things, right? Don't we use ChatGPT every day for some of the most mundane tasks now? Whether I'm putting a LinkedIn post or a comment or an email or a recommendation, for all of those things that took us so long to do, we can now do so much more efficiently. And I think that, you know, I'm 60 years old. I'm not one of the new guys, right? We got some gray hair here, brother. But the young kids, they grasp it. They get it, and that they're growing up with this technology. So you can choose to maintain your current space and do the things that you do, or you can move with the future. Otherwise, somebody's going to pass you by. So I'm really hopeful that this conference in particular will help to stimulate orthopedic surgeons to really think outside the box and consider technology.
Thank you for saying that. We work all year to bring a conference together that really highlights what is plausible and possible for us as orthopedic surgeons to adopt. It also gives people a sense of what's coming. What are the big trends? We've been way ahead. If you go back to Dr. Sass of past, we're usually about 2 years ahead of what becomes common knowledge. It's a really great way to have one day packaged for us to ingest, and also all the people around us, the nurses, the physician, the hospitalists that look at the orthopedic space as an opportunity for them, and also the ventures, the capitalists that come in and look at our space. So it's a really interesting combination of folks that will join us. I could not be more grateful to have you there. I've been trying to get you there for a while. Again, so look, thank you for your time. Thank you for your insights. And I really look forward to seeing you here in San Francisco.
Super excited, my friend. It's going to be fantastic.
Thanks again.